17th of April is the date for payment of any outstanding pay during a national insurance, because the 19th of April statutory date is on a Sunday. Electronic payment date, 22nd of April. The key date in terms of submission is the 19th of May 2009 deadline for submitting the P35, P14s and the P38A. And we have, by extra statutory concession B46, an additional 7 days, taking us to midnight on Tuesday, the 26th of May, indeed after the Whitsun Bank holiday. I will always advise AAT members to work to the statutory deadline and not rely on those extra 7 days, except in cases of emergency. The 31st of May 2009 is the deadline for employees to be provided with a paper P60 showing them details of their pay and tax. It is important to remember that it has to be a paper P60 and it isn't good enough to email them an electronic version. 6th of July is the deadline for the P11Ds, P9Ds and the P11DB, and the same date for third-party benefit notices. 6th of July again is the date for having a signed PAY settlement agreement to deal with the taxable expense payments and benefits in kind, which haven't been put through the payroll or reported on Form P11D. The 17th of July or 22nd of July for electronic payments, the effective date of payment of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions, and then my question mark on the 31st of August 2009 for submitting PAY settlement agreement calculations to the revenue. And finally, the 19th or 22nd of October for payment of any PAY settlement agreement, tax and Class 1B National Insurance.